Okay, good afternoon, folks. It's 3 p.m. Tuesday, November the 16th, 2021. We'll call the special meeting into order. We start our meeting with an invocation and a pledge, and Councilmember Soriano Fontaine, if you'll do the invocation, and Mayor Pro Tem McCann, will you do the pledge?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Join us if you'd like.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity to serve you once again, Lord, to represent the citizens of Harker Heights. Lord, we ask you that your presence is here with us, that you allow us to make sound decisions that will empower our people and that we'll have a better life for them, Lord. Thank you for giving everything to us. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge to our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now for our Texas flag.
Under the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Next item on the agenda is paragraph three, which would be the roll call. Spencer H. Smith, mayor, is present. Jennifer McCann, mayor pro tem.
Jennifer McCann, mayor pro tem, is present.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two.
Michael Blomquist, councilman, place two, is present.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, present.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four, has an excused absence. Sam Hallaby, place five. Did you hear from Mr. Hallaby at all?
He did confirm he'll be here. I think he's running late. We'll
okay. If you'll just note, if you just note what time he gets here.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay. Thank you. And we do have a quorum. Next item is item number four, presentation by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code, section 551.042, prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Item number five, regular business. Number one, discuss and consider approving a request for alcohol services from Laura Crum and Iron Gauntlet Brauhaus for an event at the Harker Heights Community Park on Friday, December the 10th, 2021, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff Ashe, Parks and Recreation Director. This is the Jeff Ashe Show again. Workshop, two workshops in a row. So today we've got a request for alcohol services for an event that's gonna be very similar to two that we have had this past year. Last December we did a movie event that included alcohol, and in the summer we did a movie event that included alcohol with Iron Gauntlet Brauhaus this summer. This is going to be logistically the exact same event as the summer event, though it is going to take place on the same night as Frostfest this year, and it'll be in the same location, both at Community Park. This will be contained within the softball complex, just like the two movie events that we have had over the past year. Just remember, use of alcohol within city parks is not allowed through department ordinance and can only be granted by permission of city council. So with that being said, I will be able to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the council? Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Jeff, you said it's going to be at the same location as Frostfest?
That's correct, yes.
But do you envision having sound problems with the festivities from Frostfest versus the movies?
No, so they're gonna, so this is going to start right when Frostfest technically ends, though it'll all take place together. So once Frostfest ends at about 8 o'clock, people will start, if they're gonna stay for the movie, they'll start moving right over to the movie. The movie then will start probably around 8:20. So that will have ended by the time that this begins. And as far as tear down and all that stuff, it's going to be on the opposite side of the tree line. All of our large equipment, the stage and stuff that we have for Frostfest, is going to be pretty far away.
Okay. Just didn't want to make sure it wasn't going to compete with the, you know, people trying to listen to the movie.
Right.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. Are we going to have an ice skating ring at Frostfest this year?
We have not solidified all the activities, but I don't believe that the ice skating rink will be one of the activities we have this year.
Shucks.
Okay, any other questions for the Parks and Recreation Director? Okay, thank you. Again, it's regular business to have a motion from the council. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. I'd like to make a motion to approve the request for alcohol services from Laura Crum and Iron Gauntlet Brauhaus for an event at Harker Heights Community Park on Friday, December 10, 2021.
Okay, Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item?
No, okay. Sir.
Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Linda Nash, Place 4, has an excused absence. Sam Howley, Place 5, has yet to join us, but we do have a quorum, and the motion passes unanimously 3-0. Next item under regular business, number 2. Discuss and consider approving a request for alcohol services for the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce Frosted Mug Run, scheduled for December 11, 2021, at the Harker Heights Community Park, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff Ashay, Parks and Recreation Director. Again, in keeping with today's theme, this is another beer-related request. This comes from the Chamber of Commerce, who will be hosting a mug run the following day, December 11th, from 7 a.m. to noon. And this event is a fundraiser for the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce. I will, so Gina Pence, the director of the chamber, is here, and she can speak on this. They are calling a little bit of an audible. It won't be the Frosted Mug Run. It's going to have a little bit of a different theme, and I'll let her expand on that if she would like. But I'm here to answer any questions that you'll have.
Okay, thank you. Council, any questions for the Parks and Recreation Director?
No, sir.
Okay, Council, would you all like to hear from the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mrs. Pence, if you could please approach the podium, state your name and address for the record, please.
This is Gina Pence. I'm with the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce at 552 East FM 2410, Suite B, right here in Harker Heights. So we are excited to be able to come back and offer the Frosted Mug Run. We are changing the name up just a little bit this year, and it will be the Brew and Bacon Mug Run is where we're going with that. So we thought we'd put a little bit of a spin, since we have the Frosted Mug Run in the past, and we are hosting this the day after Frostfest. So we will be promoting, of course, Frostfest, and we are looking forward to everyone coming out and hopefully partaking in some craft beer and some specialty sliced bacon. So we will have vendors there as well, offering bacon-themed products and food.
Okay.
I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Okay, any questions from the council? Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I just want to say thank you for adding another spin to the event. I think it's going to be a great time, and I'm going to miss the bacon.
Oh, I know. Who doesn't love beer and bacon?
It's good.
That's all.
Anything else from the council? Is this part of the, this Mayor Smith, is this part of the historical part of the Harker Heights, since we had all the pig farms in years past?
Sir, this is exactly why we decided to bring the bacon into the series. So we thought it was a good fit.
Okay, excellent. I like the historical part of that. Good. Councilmember Fontaine, do you have anything else? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Anything else from the council? Okay, hearing none. Councilmember Fontaine, do you have a motion?
Yes, sir. This is Councilwoman Jacqueline
Place 3, Fontaine. I would like to make a motion to move to approve the request for alcohol service for the Harka Heights Chamber of Commerce Forested Mug Run at Harka Heights Community Park for December 11, 2021.
Okay. And second, Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to second.
Okay. Thank you. And again, that is going to be, we've got it, the Frosted Mug Run, but again, we're going to be the beer and bacon. Is that the new? Okay. Everybody comfortable with that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. All right. We have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Okay. Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
Ms. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2, I vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, I vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, has an excused absence. Sam Halaby, Place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Halaby, Place 5, vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And again, Mr. Mitchell, do we have anything else that's not?
No, sir, Mayor, we do not.
Okay, good. That being said, the time is 3:12 and we're adjourned.